snuck up another award for someone from Saskatchewan. That's right. Corbin Fraser is a blogger. He's a traveler. He loves to travel. So he put the two together. And his blog, I Backpack Canada, has won the Best Travel Blog Award at the Go Media Canada Marketplace 2010. And Corbin joins us on the live line. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Richard.
How cool is that?
It's pretty wild. It's kind of been a weird 2 weeks for me.
Yeah, but you know, you're the guy that loves to travel, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
And so, I mean, putting the two together, did that seem like a natural thing to you, or did you have to work at the concept when it got started?
Well, I mean, I just kind of dove in head first with this thing. I actually had my own little personal travel blog when I was traveling in Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah.
And, after I started this one, just when I arrived back in Canada, kind of just took off. And, yeah, it's been a kind of a hobby, kind of a pseudo-passion that I'm trying to slowly turn into a living.
Well, you know what? Given awards like this, you may be able to make a buck or two off of this thing.
Absolutely, yeah.
Tell me how it began. Why did you start blogging about your travel experiences?
Well, basically, after returning from backpacking for a year in Australia and New Zealand, I came back to Canada and realized, the travel bug was still in me. And, so I just kind of started checking out what was in our own backyard. And somewhere along the way, I just ended up starting this website, kind of figured someone else might benefit from, some of my own personal experiences. And
did you find it hard to find information? Is that one of the reasons you started doing this?
Absolutely, yeah. Like when I had originally started traveling in Canada, I found that there was really not a lot of information for young adults for traveling that are trying to do this whole travel thing on a budget.
Yeah. What kind of budget?
Well, not much. Not a regular salary. This whole backpacking lifestyle that, kids get into after high school or, right after university, it's usually with whatever money you've got left from your student loans or anything like that. Yeah.
Money you can get from the parents, that kind of stuff.
Exactly, yeah.
So tell us where you went in Canada.
Well, originally I started off, actually I went all the way out west, drove all the way to Fino, and spent the summer doing some surfing, doing some camping, just living the life out in Vancouver Island.
Man.
And I kind of figured I'd make my way out west and make my way out east. Wow, bad directions. I slowly started making my way there and ended up back in Regina. Then I eventually made my way over to Winnipeg and then ended up back in Regina and then ended up over here in Halifax. And kind of been back and forth on doing the coast to coast thing for a while now.
How did you know that people were reading your blog? When did you get a sense that, wow, they're reading this, they're looking at the pictures?
Well, I mean, I think it started probably in about the last 6 months. I mean, the first 6 months were definitely, I figured no one was reading. I figured no one was visiting. I mean, some of the stats showed that people were, finding me through search engines or something, but, it didn't seem like there was a whole lot of activity. But then in the last 6 months, I've kind of started participating in a lot of the online travel blogging communities and stuff like that.
Right.
And with Facebook and Twitter and all these new little online social media platforms, it's kind of took off from there. And it's pretty cool just meeting all these other travel bloggers and stuff like that, and they're all kind of in it to win it together. It's pretty cool.
What kind of things are you blogging about?
Well, I mean, I do typically just write about Canadian lifestyle, Canadiana, if you will, I guess, anything culture to travel to locations to destinations to personal stories and my own little quirks about any locations that I love or find I don't enjoy quite as much.
Yeah. It's news you can use, though.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm going for.
Just let me read this, because Strees, I can't even pronounce this guy's name, from Columbia University.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Yeah, Srinivasan.
Mm-hmm.
From the Graduate School of Journalism at Columbia, which is a heck of a school, I got to tell you. I have friends who went there, and it's fabulous. Say that the depth of Corbin Fraser's blog, from travel stories to tips, information, and photos, gave him the edge. Fraser does it all with a sense of humor and personality rarely seen on other sites, making it a blog worth reading and emulating. How, that's like, wow, man, there's an Oscar award right there.
Yeah, I was definitely doing the forehead wipe when I first read that. I was like, really? What?
So tell me about the awards ceremony. Was it in Toronto?
Yeah, it was in Toronto. They flew me out there, and they held a whole bunch of other travel bloggers and travel writers and people from the whole tourism industry, kind of all meeting up just to kind of do a meet and greet and kind of see if any stories could kind of build off of that relationship.
They had
a luncheon with some awards that they were giving out, and I knew I was actually nominated, but there was probably about six other blogs that were nominated as well, and some of them were actually like legitimate writers. Like, this is,
hey, you are now, man.
Yeah,
don't put yourself down, you're right at the top of the heap now, brother.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I gotta keep telling people. I ended up at this luncheon. They had George Strombolophagus from
CBC.
CBC, and he was hanging out there for a while, so I mean, I got a little starstruck from him.
Yeah, he's pretty cool too, isn't he?
He's a pretty cool guy, yeah. I got to shake hands with him, so it was pretty wild.
What's next?
I just got to keep this momentum up, to be honest. I'm currently in Halifax for school right now, so yeah. I've got to find some way to kind of keep this whole weekend warrior budget travel thing going and keep writing and see where the road leads.
Yeah, you know what? It's you've got that kind of spirit. Just from our short conversation, I mean, and it's something that you should pursue. If it's a love, why not do it? You know, and if you can make a couple of bucks while you're doing it, so much the better.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I met a lot of great people too at this conference, and a lot of them said, you know, you're not gonna be rich from this job, but you know, if you can do it, it's a great lifestyle to lead.
Yeah, but just think of all the cool places you could go, though.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I mean, you've been to like Australia, in New Zealand, you've done Canada, now you can go, you can do Europe.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, I backpack Europe someday.
Why not? What exactly is the website?
iBackpackCanada.com. It's kind of a mouthful.
No, but that's a lowercase I.
Yeah, that's correct.
iBackpackCanada.com. Mm-hmm. Well, it's been a joy talking to you. We wish you...
All right, guys. Sorry for the interruption. Apparently, I screwed up and... neglected to set the recording to record long enough, so this is all you get. Basically, Richard Brown just thanks me a little more and says, Corbin, keep on rocking. And then I said, thanks, Richard. And that was pretty much it. So keep on reading iBackpack Canada, and be sure to check us out on Twitter and Facebook. We'll see you guys around.